In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, came Mary Magdalene and the see the sepulchre, to see the sepulchre as it began to And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Fear not ye, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. He is not here. He is not here.
Thank God I'm not nervous. I thank the Lord. This whole text that was read, scripture, by the way, most people don't know that we find Paul is in prison at this time. He should be used to it by now. My brother always says, well, he's done that, been there before. And it was an amazing thing when he wrote this, because it's the best picture, by the way, of the resurrection. Did you know that? It's better than all the four Gospels put together. And it reaches out to us in a joy that he's finding in prison. Now, we all have our little addictions, our little prisons. At least I have a few. And it's nice to know when you're in that, that you can sing for joy, and you can bring up the new Passover concept. Paul was brought up under the old concept. And it served its practice and its purpose. And in it, we too today need to find the purpose that we have and the gift that God has given us through this portion of Scripture. Paul says, I pray also that the eyes of what? I never knew my eyes had a heart. I didn't know that until I met my wife. I had to take breathing exercises. Be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you are called. In other words, you have a purpose to start with. The day you're born, you have a calling. And you have a purpose for existing. Just to be. And with that, each one of us here has a gift. One or more. And we need to learn to share that gift. Because that will fulfill our purpose. All kinds of gifts, you know. Some people are friendly. That's a gift. Some people can talk a lot. Oh, sorry. But I'm saying that each one of us has a gift. Sometimes it's just kindness. And what he's trying to say here, he says, know that hope to which you were called, the richest and glorious inheritance of the saints. You know, we talk about the prodigal son. He had a lot to learn. How many prodigals are here? The Bible says after he took his inheritance, what God gives us, this hope, this promise, and he went out and did what? He spent it. You know, the ultimate pleasure is watching somebody get killed. Did you know that? If you don't believe it, watch television. Watch Hitler, Stalin, all of them. But here it's different. And you find that here's this glorious inheritance that we have. And it's given in great power. I like that. Power is very important to the human being. In the middle of it is the word O, O-W-E. Who do you owe your power to? It's one of the things we had to learn when I was taking psychiatry. Who really has the power over you? And if it's not God, then who is? If it's not Christ in your heart, who is? And I like that idea. And we find that basically, he goes on and says this great power for us who believe. Now, this is, word believes means I'm doing it. I find some days it's hard to have faith. Some days I get up, I don't like myself. My wife will agree. But that's okay, because that helps me understand there's times other people won't what? Other people won't what? I should be a black preacher. I should hear some amens about that. We need to do more than that, by the way. And as I said, when I grew up, that's all I knew was colored eggs by the time I was 13 in the basket, and you know, you go hide it. But here, Paul is giving us a picture of the Passover. And like that rascal, that prodigal, the Bible says, after a while, he came to his senses because he found out he was eating with the pigs. It's sad that sometimes we have to find ourselves eating with the pigs before we get sense. But you know, every man in the Bible did that. All the great saints, women. Moses had to learn what? He wasn't the big Pharaoh's, are you following me? He went out and had to take care of what? Now there's a switch. Even Elijah, on a hill one day, and then running from a woman the next. How many have done that? No, excuse me. But go through each one of them, and no one gives us better picture than Joseph. He walked around with a nice coat. He wasn't proud. Might a little bit. He had to go through tremendous things. But you know what held him in? It was his relations to God, and he kept up his talent. And he ended up being what? The second ruler in Egypt. Same thing if you read Daniel. You can't find any. Esther, what about her? Every one of us are going to go through those what? Because we need to learn two things. And the rest of the program is going to bring that out. Number one, we need to learn how to be a servant. The prodigal says, even in my father's house, the lowest servant eats good. God promises we would never go hungry, isn't that true? When he came to his senses, and most people don't realize, when he started home, as soon as he went, he would have to cross his father's relatives or owners, and they have a right to kill him according to the law. That's why the father went out to meet him. Most people don't know that. And the beauty of it is the fact is that it is so interesting when you come to the fact is in the Old Testament, the Passover, most of us know it, it's in Exodus, the 12th chapter. And we find the very fact that you get, they're told to take the blood of the lamb, to kill the little lamb. I don't know how they did that. And they put it on the doorpost and down the middle. And they closed the door so the death angel passed by them. Jesus, the Lamb of God, died on a what? And his blood was on that cross. But it opened the door for all of us for eternity. Isn't that something? Yes, there's power in that blood. That power is like a working of his mighty strength, which exerted Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him on the right hand of a heavenly Father. I'm sure happy today I got somebody up there that understands me and loves me, because he said, forgive them for they know not what.
There's power in the blood, there's power in the blood. Sin stains and lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you lift daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
My sin and I. It was my guilt and sinful shame that scourged him, slapped his face, then mocked and cursed his name. It was my pride and my conceit that hammered crude iron nails into his healing hands and feet. With broken heart and teary eyes, his parched lips said, "Forgive him. This prodigal sheep is my beloved prize." For me, Calvary became the greatest love story ever told. We find love all through his words to us. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Psalms 85:25, "Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other." Psalms 85:13, "Righteousness goes before him and prepares the ways of his steps."
What wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love. Dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, who is the great I Am, while millions join the theme, I will sing. Death I'm free, I'll sing on, and when from death I'm free, I'll sing on, and when from death I'm free, I'll sing and joyful be. Eternity, I'll sing on, and through eternity, I'll sing on, I'll sing on, I'll sing.
Also, a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest.
The greatest among you will be your servant.
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist.
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends.
I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as ransom for many.
Come on, my helper. One of the hardest things in life to do is want to be a servant. Most of us think a servant is a slave. When I first met my wife, I thought she should worship me. And later on, she was convinced me that love is a lot better. And isn't the Lord beautiful when he deals with this one? And this is just a little chorus. We're going to sing it twice.
Make me a servant, humble.
Is she here? Meredith? Where's Meredith? She's not here. No, we're still going to do this. Would you read the poem for me?
Truly, no mortal pen, no matter how gifted, unless it's born again and spirit filled within, can ever comprehend why Christ would bear our cross, choose to be our best friend.
For me, Calvary became the greatest love story ever told. It always has been. And when we understand even a part of that love, we'll learn how to be friends with one another, which I think it's so powerful in our lives to learn that we first have to learn to be a servant before we can ever be a friend of anyone. Because then and then only will you understand them. And yeah. We're going to sing the first and last stanza of 312. Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory.
Boy, I don't know if I want to let you out early. It'll be, you know. I like to do something, it's probably not, just concept, folks, of being a friend. I like to have you just reach out to your wife or to your husband, the person beside you. Hey, I want to be your friend. Can you do that? Come on. Sometimes we're so quiet and shy in church, people don't know we're alive. So, but, you know, we're friends. It's nice to have friends.
So,
and we're told that a friend loves what? A friend will love at all times. And so it's important to have friends. So we don't need to worry. It takes at least three women to take care of me. I had a dream about my wife several years ago, and I've mentioned it before. When I got to heaven, she had two sets of wings, and I only had one. Oh, folks, as a Christian, we should be the happiest people in the world. And because of this new Passover, when we can come to Christ, and on that cross, there's a portal all the way to heaven. Of that blood. Here's a song I used to sing many years ago when I did singing bands for all my sin. It was his love for me that nailed him to a tree. To die in agony for all my sin, for my own guilt and blame, the great Redeemer came, willing to bear the shame of all my sin. Oh, what a Savior is mine. In him God's mercies decline. Calvary's hill one day, the Lord was led away. None else the price could pay for all my sin. He on the cross was slain, yielding his life in pain. He felt the bitter stain of all my sin. Oh, what a Savior is mine. In him God's mercies combine. His love will never decline, and he loves me. Was ever love so strong? Was ever crime so wrong? When Jesus suffered long for all my sin, he saw my greatest need, became my friend indeed. Through him I have been freed of all my sin. Oh, what a Savior is mine. In him God's mercies combine. His love will never decline, and he loves me.
Five 26, because he lives.
God sent his son, they called him Jesus.
Still, the calm assurance. Father, as we go from this place, may we take these rich spiritual blessings we have gained and share them with others this week is our prayer. Amen.